Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The third baseman, Denny Hocking. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The catcher, Greg Myers. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Colbrun. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rich Becker. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Aldert. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gerald Williams. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting third. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mark Newfield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Diaz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ben McDonald. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knoblauch hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Myers hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Zerillo bunts towards first. Colbrun scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zerillo for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aldert fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jaha strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coomer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Colbrun strikes out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Becker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Becker reaches second base with a double. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zerillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knoblauch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zerillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, With the score, the Twins won, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Mieske batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mieske takes first base on ball 4. Newfield moves to second. Eddie Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Diaz hits a fly ball into left field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matheny hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Becker. Matheny reaches second base with a double. Newfield scores. Mieske moves to third. It's Twins, 1, Brewers, 1. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 0 in the game. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Mieske scores. Matheny moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 2-1, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nilsson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matheny scores. Williams scores. Cirillo moves to third. It's 4-1, Brewers. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hocking is 0 for 1 in the game. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Myers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Newfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newfield hits a line drive into right field. Coomer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mieske is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mieske hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Colbrun is 0 for 1 in the game. Colbrun hits a fly ball into left field. Newfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Becker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Coomer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Matheny batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Matheny is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Matheny hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo hits a fly ball into right field. Coomer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hocking fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Jaha is 0 for 2 in the game. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hocking fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Newfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Newfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newfield takes first base on ball 4. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mieske hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Becker. Mieske reaches second base with a double. Newfield goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Brewers. Kevin Jarvis now pitching. Eddie Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking is 0 for 2 in the game. Hocking hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Newfield. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Myers is 0 for 2 in the game. Myers hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Brewers. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Coomer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Coomer strikes out. Matheny drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Coomer out. Two outs. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Colbrun is 0-for-2 in the game. Colbrun hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Becker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colbrun moves to second. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colbrun scores. Becker moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Brewers. Bob Wickman now pitching. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Jackson. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mears takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-3 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Coomer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Matheny is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Matheny hits a pop-up towards first. Colbrun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hocking fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hocking is 0-for-3 in the game. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Myers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Myers hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nilsson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0-for-3 in the game. Jaha hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Coomer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Newfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Colbrun scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Newfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coomer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coomer hits a line drive into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Colbrun is 0 for 3 in the game. Colbrun hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Becker hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mieske is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hocking fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0 for 3 in the game. Diaz strikes out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into left field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Gerald Williams now playing left field. Jeremy Burnett's now playing center field. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson strikes out. One out. Scott Starhowiak pinch hits for Pat Mears. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Starhowiak hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 4 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.